thing. We had big bonds. We had about
had a big bond.
Four or five of them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what you had. What else did you have? You
have
smokehouse?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have
smokehouse, chicken house, what's called feed house. A feed house was called where my father put the cottonseed hulls and meal and stuff for our cows. Mm-hmm. We milked 14 cows twice a day.
Oh, you did?
Yes, some butter and milk up and down this road twice a week.
Oh.
The time I could remember.
Well, in those days, what would they call the outdoor toilets if they had them? What did they call them?
Privy.
Privy? Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I've heard that before, too. Now, in the barn, now, you'd store corn and...
Oh, yes, ma'am. We had one big building. We put our corn in. We called that the crib.
Uh-huh.
And up in the loft, we called that the hay loft. And then we had another big house where we put Irish potatoes and onions out of the garden and things. It just a regular storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But we had mules and horses. We had big stables, put them in. A wagon shed.
Oh, wow, you really did have a lot out there, didn't you?
I had too much sometimes. That's all I did.
Didn't know what to do with all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, if they had more hay than they could put in the barn, what would they have to do?
They would stack it out in the field, up on a big, put a 3 or 4 poles or maybe 4 down in the ground, and then nail pieces across that, make kind of a square thing out of it, and then start to pile in the hay from the top. They carried on, and when they got through, they'd have a stack. Oh, it wouldn't go in this barn, in this room. Stack it out, and then in the winter they turn the cows out there in the outside lot where they had this haystack, to call it.
They call that a haystack.
Yeah. Yes, and the stock would eat there.
Well, now, do you remember, like when they would first cut the hay, what would they do with it?
Let it lay out a day or two and get a season, they called it.
Oh,
dry, and then they would take a one horse rake. And rake it up.
Well, they rake it up in a kind of...
Rake it up and then take it and go in the fields and then with the team and pick it up and bring it to the house and then put it in the barn. And then if they had more than they needed, why, what I say, they'd put it in the stack.
In the stack.
Well, now, outside.
When they first, they'd rake it up in a little pile?
No,
start,
they'd rake it along the field where it was cut. They wouldn't rake it in piles, they'd rake it up this way, in rows.
In rows?
Yes, but it wouldn't be too awfully thick, so see that the hay could dry out
Did
some more.
Did they call those rows of hay?
Wind. Didn't it, Miss Campbell? Wind?
Yes, windrows.
Yeah, and windrows, yeah.
That's what they
call it. Just rake it up. They keep raking it. And
they call male hay, too.
And then I don't know whether it had any balers. I can remember when they began to use the balers and bale the hay in the field and then bring it to the house. But that was
later.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, did you have any kind of a special shelter for the cows when it
was raining? Yes, ma'am. Those shelters were built all around them buildings I was telling you about.
Yeah.
A great big lot.
Yeah.
And the buildings were close enough together. Some of them, but Daddy would always build a shed on any side that was convenient for the cows in winter.
We call them cow sheds.
And cow
house,
cow sheds.
Cow sheds. This is really good. Now, did they have a special place to milk the cows, or was that just in?
Yes, ma'am. We had an extra lot.
Uh huh.
And we had cow troughs.